Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. In a 2007 poll, Jon Stewart was ranked as one of the most admired journalists in the country. The problem being that The Daily Show host is actually a comedian, and his news-skewering show is not, in fact, news. Stewart's place on the poll reflects the rise of political-based humor and its impact on the nation's conversation.
Have you folks been paying attention to what's going on in Washington? Neither have I.
Ow.
It's crazy. In a matter of like 6 weeks, three big scandals, and it looks like President Obama and all his buddies in the White House may go to prison. Finally, some good news for the Romney campaign.
Yes. We can start with his idea to have a lunar colony that would mine minerals from the moon.
What? What? You start with the lunar mines idea? Romney, Newt Gingrich is a life support system for bad ideas, and you magically reach in and pick out his one awesome idea.
Says he is against gay marriage. That explains why it's the only type of marriage he hasn't tried yet.
And John Kerry has given Syria 1 week to hand over its chemical weapons, and if they don't, he'll give them another week. So that's kind of where we are right now.
They're chess players and checkers players. I looked at Kerry, I thought he was a chess player. He examines every permutation, every move. The egg timer goes off, kaboom, you lose. Bush is a checkers player. Occasionally runs across the asshole and he jumps him.
All right. Those are a collection of some of the late night comedians that you know. A new book comes out that looks at the impact of political humor that it has on the country. Politics is a joke, how TV comedians are remaking political life. Do you think that too many people are getting their news from comedians? Do you think that comics are the only ones who are able to provide true context for today's complex issues? Do you watch The Daily Show every night? Give us a call. Tell us why. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. And you can email us at thesource@tpr.org or comment directly on the show page on our website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, Bob Lichter. He is the co-author and director of the media of the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University, and Jody of Baumgartner. She's the co-author and professor of political science at East Carolina University, and they have written the book "Politics Is a Joke." And welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So. Bob, let me ask you, is this a new phenomenon? Is this all this political humor?
Well, it's recent, at least, in the scope and importance of it. There have always been famous jokesters who made jokes about politics, from Mark Twain to Will Rogers. But really, it was only in the 1990s, particularly after Jay Leno took over for Johnny Carson, that the late-night talk shows started to use political humor as a pretty major part of what they did, particularly in the monologues. Then, of course, when Comedy Central came along with The Daily Show and then Stephen Colbert, you had satire in addition to just general humor about politics. So this is something that is part of the American tradition, making fun of politics and politicians. A lot of people would say that's a very good thing. But it has become much more institutionalized and much more central to what people learn about and think about politics over the last couple of decades.
So, Jody, as you monitor the jokes, who's telling the jokes, what type of jokes are telling, who are the target of the jokes, how important is that? How in the national conversation about issues?
Well, that's hard to tell. Perhaps the easiest way to think about it would be the people who are listening to the jokes from now, it's Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel or Letterman, soon to be Stephen Colbert. These are just the general public, and we can think of the jokes that are being told there as sort of echoing a more negative side of public opinion, granted, but echoing public opinion and echoing the negative news that's out there already. It's unclear how influential that might be in sort of changing people's minds about things, or it certainly probably tends to reinforce things. Now, the Comedy Central audience is a little bit different, but at least for most people, it may reinforce some pre-existing negative beliefs they have about the targets of these jokes.
So when you say negative beliefs, you're talking about cynicism?
Well, cynicism, perhaps more generally. You know, if we're going to make jokes that target a politician or a president, say Obama or Bush or before him Clinton, in a negative way, it's going to reinforce the negative beliefs people already have about them.
So it's about the narrative, the national narrative that a politician would have.
Sure it is. It's part of it, absolutely.
And so,
historically, that's always been the case. Historically, political humor is, in fact, just a rather distinct form of political discourse, but just another form of political discourse in the end.
Now, Bob, I've had this conversation with David Javerbaum, who's a former executive producer for The Daily Show, and we went back and forth about trying to define whether or not they were actually doing journalism. Are they doing journalism?
Well, according to Jon Stewart, they're doing fake journalism. But let's see, I mean, they're doing journalism to the degree that they have to talk about current issues and they have to correctly relate what's going on in order for the jokes to work. People have to be aware of what the issues are, what the recent actions of the president or whatever politicians being joked about are. So you need to do something like journalism just to frame the humor. The humor only works to the degree that it happens within journalism. And whether fake journalism is real journalism, in a sense, is one of those debates we probably don't want to get into.
Right. Well, I mean, it would seem to me that a big part of what they do is based on credibility and trust, that the nut of the joke that they're trying to get across has a central fact to it. Dick Cheney shot a guy in the face. You know, it actually happened, and they just don't make that part up, and then they will riff off the actual truth of it. But if they were to make up things and joke about it, then they would lose that credibility, which is essential to a journalist, Bob.
Absolutely, and the irony is, as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, that now these comedians are starting to have more credibility than the traditional journalists. So, yeah, you have to be talking about something that's true in order to be able to make fun of it and have it work. Otherwise, it would seem unfair, you know, which is not what you want to do. You want to make a joke that says this guy did something stupid and we're going to make fun of him and it's all in good fun, but you don't want to say he did something terrible that he really didn't do because it wrecks the whole effect.
And then he also go ahead, Jody.
Yeah, I guess I would just add, and I'm a little bit more of a skeptic with regards to whether or not, and I'm like Bob said, it's probably not a debate we should even get near, but I'm a little bit more of a skeptic here. It doesn't necessarily have to be true, although it frequently is. What is essential is that people at least believe it, that a perception of the truth is out there among the public at large. I think, for example, of all the jokes that work about corrupt politicians. In fact, most politicians are not corrupt, but there's a generalized belief out there that most of them are corrupt, and that's why a corrupt politician joke will work.
Okay. All right, we're going to continue this conversation. We're talking about the impact of the late-night comedians in The Daily Show on the national conversation about politics and politicians. We invite you to join the conversation, 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. A lot of people get their news and information not from CNN or Fox News or whatever, but they're getting it from the comedians as they give their late-night monologues and their sketches. Is that becoming the uninformed voter? The number to call, 210-614-8980. I got an email earlier from Tom. Jon Stewart, spreading the news in the form of comedy is great. The right wing has had its version of this for years. Rush Limbaugh has been disseminating pseudo-facts for years. He doesn't have to be really close to the truth because his show is entertainment. We're talking to the authors of the book Politics is a Joke. So, Bob Lichter, does Rush Limbaugh count as a comedian?
Well, he's part of talk radio, and it's a different genre. Clearly, one of the reasons that Limbaugh became so popular is that he's not just spouting ideology. he's having fun with it, and he is making jokes about his political enemies. So that really gets to an interesting part of this, and that is clearly, at least on Comedy Central, the audiences for the shows tend to be more liberal than the average American. And, you know, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert personally tend to be politically liberal, and they send up Republicans more than Democrats. So you could make an argument that that this is kind of the revenge of the left against against Republican or conservative talk radio.
All right, let's go to the phones. Cluster has called in. Let's get Cluster on the air. Welcome to The Source.
Yeah.
All right, sir, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a teacher at one of the local community colleges, and we deal with controversial issues. And I find that recommending the Comedy Central to my students is much more effective in getting them to be at least aware of things that are going on in the world than to use the regular CNN and other than C-SPAN, for which much of the Jon Stewart material is taken. You get, I think, students get a more understandable take on what's going on in the world.
All right, Cluster, thank you for your call. I appreciate that. So, Jody, people, teachers, recommending telling their students to watch these late-night comedians to get informed?
Well, sure. On the one hand, boy, you know, as educators, I'll take anything with respect to what gets them interested in it. The reality of it is you're not going to be that well-informed if all you watch is Jon Stewart or Comedy Central. I know that I'll probably get hate mail for saying something like that. But as Jon Stewart himself says, if you're relying on this show, on that show as your sole news source, you're in trouble. But if on the other hand, one gets interested in what they're talking about and then pursues other information as the result of it, sort of a gateway effect, well, that's great. That's terrific.
Okay, let's get a caller on the air. Nate has called in. Nate, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me. Just to go back a few minutes ago, when we were talking about this as real journalism, absolutely in no way is anything on Comedy Central considered real journalism, but I think it's very interesting how somebody like Jon Stewart can pull out things that are framed on real news networks, especially cable news, and revisit issues or things that have been said or promised in the past that I think really get muddled up by the real news every day and trying to stay, you know, abreast of these current issues.
Okay, Nate, appreciate that comment. Bob, he's not journalism, but still informative.
Well, I think that's actually a pretty good formulation. The political humor, and certainly Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, who in their own ways are sending up the media, Colbert particularly going out after right-wing talk show hosts, are a response, I think, to the perceived solemnity and over-seriousness of a lot of traditional journalism. It often seems like kind of kabuki theater. You know what you're about to hear. There are kind of boring statements. Journalists, in some cases, are, particularly television journalists, you know, are afraid to go beyond a kind of formula in presenting material, and that makes them ripe for satirizing, for making fun of. And anytime somebody is very serious and particularly if they seem to be taking themselves very seriously, there's always a market for somebody to put a banana peel under their feet. And I think that's the source of a lot of Jon Stewart in particular, a lot of his success. The late-night talk show hosts, we found, don't make a lot of jokes about the media. They make a lot of jokes about politicians, particularly powerful politicians. Presidents get joked about more than anybody. But The Daily Show, I think, is unique in presenting itself as fake news, which is to say, in a way, the whole show is a satire on the news media. So I think a lot of it taps into people's dissatisfaction with traditional journalism and a desire to poke fun at journalists.
Yeah, well, The Daily Show, or even just modern television news gathering and broadcasting, there are certain rules that they have to follow in order to maintain their credibility in journalism. And the politicians have gotten wise to what those rules are, and they're able to use those rules against the dissemination of proper information and to promote the spin. But The Daily Show, because it's not a real news program, they're able to throw those rules out the window and actually provide a whole new context for information that it seems like the viewers really appreciate. Jody, reaction to that?
Well, sure. It's absolutely the case. You know, the traditional journalists have an obligation, according to professional norms of their profession, the norms of their profession, to be objective, which means present both sides, even if what the other side is saying is kooky. And that's a lot of what they've learned to play. But the one thing that I try to remember is that comedians are not the only – Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, and others are not the only people – to poke holes in that sort of smoke screen there. There's also commentators who say the same thing. So, but that's absolutely true. They're able to do that.
Okay, let's get another caller on the air. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 210-614-8980. Chris has called in. Chris, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, I wanted to echo your comment about being wise to the journalism. The politicians and the corporations and the lawyers, they know what they're getting, and I think they know what corners journalists can't turn if they want to get these people on the air. I think that the Colberts and the John Olivers and the Stewarts have a role to play, and it's to, you know, drag these people out in the open and really do the takedown that we haven't seen since, I don't know, like the David Frosts of the world.
All right, Chris, that's a good take on that. Appreciate that. So, Bob, a takedown, is that really what they need to be doing? I mean, they're supposed to be funny, right?
Right. Well, it's not just humor. It's satire in the case of these shows. I mean, they're making fun of the whole process in a very specific way. And by the way, we go back. I loved hearing David Frost and so forth referenced. We also can't forget about Saturday Night Live, which is the one show that has been doing this kind of thing for a very long time, that has been out there and became very famous for takedowns of a particular politician from Chevy Chase's making fun of President Gerald Ford.
Yeah, but that really wasn't political humor. It was just Chevy Chase falling down, and even Dan Aykroyd's Jimmy Carter was still pretty weak, too. They really didn't get into the hard-hitting political satire business until Jon Stewart came on the stage. Jody?
We use the term political humor as an umbrella term to include the stand-up comedy and the sketch comedy and the political satire. A lot of people associate it simply with the satire of Comedy Central. But the truth is the political humor universe is much broader and much, much wider. Gerald Ford himself said numerous occasions that watching Chevy Chase do it made him wince. He laughed, but it made him wince. And it certainly solidified the public perception that he was sort of a clumsy oaf, which in fact he wasn't, obviously. So I would disagree with that take on that.
Okay.
It was a bad imitation. That's absolutely true. It was nothing like Tina Fey's Sarah Palin. But,
right. Okay, let's get another caller on. Hugh has called in. Hugh, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, the idea of journalism is a myth from the mid-20th century. Journalism has always been a branch of entertainment. You mentioned Frost. Look at the history behind the Frost-Nixon interview. Look at the history of the 19th century, of the Denver Post. It's a post-World War II idea that there's something called journalism, and it has always been entertainment, and if you don't entertain, you lose your audience.
Okay, Hugh, that's a very cynical view. Appreciate you calling in. Bob, no such thing as journalism. It's all entertainment.
Well, I think you could say that journalism has always featured entertainment. I'm not even sure you can say that. You know, journalism originated in material that was simply trying to inform people. Before there were professional journalists, you had political parties, interest groups putting out information that was supposed to inform and in many cases was supposed to move people to change their ideas or to get out and act, like the uh,
the gazetteers in the United States or in the colonies before the revolution. So I think there is a genre of informing people that can be called journalism that usually, and particularly in a society in which you have to make money with your journalism, usually involves entertainment. But I think it's really too much to say that that there is no such thing as journalism independent of entertainment.
Right, but if you don't get people to walk in the door or tune you in or pick up your paper, if it's just too hard to process, then you're not going to get people to get to the facts, right?
Right. If you define entertainment very broadly, as I say, I mean, there's a lot of political journalism that is intended to really get people steamed up and to act.
So a punchline always helps.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you both. Bob Lichter, he's the author, co-author of the book Politics is a Joke, along with Jody Baumgartner, and he is with the Political Science Department at East Carolina University. This is The Source on KSTX.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flabb is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.